USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Times Square in New York City was missing its crowds New Year's Eve. It was off limits to all but a limited group of socially distanced in-person honorees, plus some celebrity acts. Nonetheless, celebrations erupted across the globe with an opportunity to celebrate the start of 2021. As we set into the new year, it's important to keep your goals in focus. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corbally of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Colorado health officials continue to investigate how the new strain of the coronavirus reached the Centennial State. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials in Florida have confirmed the state's first case of a new coronavirus strain. The person infected was described as a Martin County man in his 20s with no history of travel. The State Department is working with the CDC on this investigation. The department tweeted, "We encourage all to continue practicing COVID-19 mitigation." This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Meet George Jetson. Ah, the memories. George Jetson getting mauled by the dog on the treadmill. We would laugh and laugh, and Jane the wife always got the cash on the dash. We Americans had a lot of expectations back in the day. The big one, flying cars by 2020. I know, right? So drop what you're doing, sell the house, and let's move to New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. Because that's where you'll find Republican Sherman Packard, a New Hampshire House of Representative from the Rockingham 5 District. Because of this man's efforts, flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. You heard me right. Flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. In a recent sit-down interview with New Hampshire Public Radio, Representative Packard said there was nothing on the books that would have allowed this type of vehicle on the road. To allow them to even exist in New Hampshire, we had to pass this type of legislation. Executive Director Jeff Rapsis of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire says the first wave of flying cars probably won't distract traditional traffic, and so will prove an easy law for motorists to adapt to. The only downside, no one makes flying cars in 2020. Don't fret, my friends. The future is near, and when flying cars finally get to market, the state law in New Hampshire will permit their flight on state roads. Thank you, New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.